Scientists from 40 countries shared a startling report about climate change this week. They say if greenhouse gas emissions continue at the current rate, the world faces dramatic consequences, ranging from heightened food shortages to shrinking coastlines in less than 25 years. Since its release Monday, the report has been deemed a call for action, including by people in Wisconsin. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz gathered several perspectives.
In 2015, nearly 200 world leaders entered into the Paris Agreement. It set out to prevent global warming from climbing any higher than 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial levels. Experts long considered 3.6 to be the threshold for severe impacts of climate change. But Monday's report, issued by a group of 91 scientists convened by the United Nations, turned that goal on its head. After reviewing more than 6,000 scholarly studies, the scientists concluded that human health, economics, and ecosystems would suffer with a smaller rise in global warming, a 2.7 degree Fahrenheit increase. The report's authors said avoiding the acute crisis requires rapid action within just a few years. Eric Schamberger is the City of Milwaukee's Environmental Sustainability Director. He says Milwaukee is among the municipalities trying to offset climate change impacts, and solar panels are part of the solution.
We're standing on the roof of the Milwaukee Central Library that currently has a 30-kilowatt solar system that was installed a number of years ago. But with the scale of climate change, we need to really ramp that up to a much greater degree. So this year we got approval from the Kalman Council to add a megawatt of solar on 6 city buildings, about 30 times the amount that's currently out here on the existing green roof.
Milwaukee has a green infrastructure plan, installing rain gardens and other systems to slow and soak up stormwater without expending excessive energy.
But the scale and the urgency from the UN report points out that we have to go much further than that. We need utility scale solar. Building stuff at the scale of whole power plants with renewable energy, whether it be a wind or solar.
The global warming report might be tailored for policymakers, but Schamberger believes citizens are critical to curbing climate change.
The urgency, I think, is outpacing people's consciousness of this. And it's easy to blame politicians for not taking action, but the people that vote for politicians need to make this an issue, and they need to write to their congresspeople, whether they're in urban environments or in a rural environment. This issue is affecting all of us.
What this report is saying that we really need to get to net zero CO2 emissions as fast as possible. And the longer we wait to get there, the more likely it is we're going to pass some tipping points for which there will be no return.
Melissa Scanlon is professor of law at Vermont Law School. She read through the dense report that includes recommendations.
The kind of changes we need to make are pretty radical, but it doesn't mean that people's lifestyles will be completely disrupted. What I mean by that is it's not as if we need to stop using electricity, but we do need to switch off of fossil fuels to renewables, and we have the technology to do that.
Tia Nelson also shared her take on the UN commissioned report on global climate change. She's the daughter of Gaylord Nelson, who's credited as the founder of Earth Day, and she spent a lifetime immersed in the environment. Nelson says the report presents the global challenge in stark terms.
The human-caused climate change we're observing is accelerating, and that we have a pretty narrow window in which to act. And it's essential that we pursue every available climate solution, in some cases simultaneously.
Nelson says climate change requires an all-hands-on-deck strategy.
I hope that it will inspire citizens to ask their elected officials, local, state, or federal, what those elected officials are doing to protect our future and the future of our children.
Nelson says it will take public policy at every level of government in countries around the globe to avoid the dire projections outlined in the report. Yet not everyone supports the findings in the UN Commission study or the suggested changes to energy generation backed by the people from Wisconsin we talked with. Take the World Coal Association. It says, quote, about 75% of the world's energy still comes from fossil fuels, and with the world's energy demand set to rise, fossil fuels, including coal, will continue to power up many economies. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM,